Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto all of you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Feminist theologians are a small but often very vocal group in the Christian church today. Oftentimes they carry their ideas to an extreme, yet they do make one very good point, and that is they insist on emphasizing that God is not only like a loving father, but in many respects, his love is much like a mother's love. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not ready to pray, "Our Mother who art in heaven." And I'm not ready to get rid of all the male pronouns in the Bible that refer to God. But in observance of Mother's Day weekend, I think we can focus our attention on at least three different ways that a mother's love for her children is a beautiful reflection of God's love for each one of us. Certainly, God has used many mothers throughout the world to show many children the depth and riches of his great love. So today, I would like to point out what you might call divine characteristics of motherly love. And we will see from biblical examples how a mother's love is a reflection of God's love for all of us. Certainly, one characteristic of motherly love has to be the element of protection. What kind of mother would it be who did not protect her child from harm? One of the most beautiful examples of this comes from the Old Testament story of Jochebed, the mother of Moses. You might recall Jochebed was pregnant with Moses in Egypt at a time when things were not going well at all for the Israelites. In fact, Pharaoh had commanded that all newborn male Israelites to be thrown into the Nile. Jochebed was not about to let that happen to her newborn infant Moses. Not only did she make a reed basket and cover it with tar to float Moses in the Nile, but even more than that, she made sure that Moses' older sister watched from the distance to ensure his safety. Jochebed definitely did not abandon Moses. Rather, her plan cleverly protected him from certain death. This is the same kind of protective love God has for all his children. Jesus himself expresses this protective element of divine love to the people of Jerusalem when he said to them, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a mother hen gathers her brood under her wing, but you were not willing." It was that very thought which led Jesus to weep over Jerusalem just a few days after he spoke those words. Jesus knew that the people of Jerusalem were facing a grave crisis. He knew the time was soon coming when the Romans would lay siege to Jerusalem and destroy the temple. Jesus wanted to protect them from the coming destruction, which they were going to bring down on themselves. He wanted to protect them, but they would have nothing to do with him. All that was left for Jesus to do was weep. Like the countless number of mothers who also cry because they cannot protect their children from the dangers of this world, dangers which children, yes, often bring down upon themselves. That's the way God feels about each one of us. He wants to wrap his arms around each one of us to shield us from the dangers, both temporal and eternal. Yet, how often we stubbornly go our own way. And oh, how it must pierce him to the heart to see us hurt ourselves the way we do with the consequences of our own sins. A good example of this is when we stay away from church and don't worship. I had someone ask me once, "Does God get mad at me when I skip church?" And I told her that when you miss church, God does not get angry as much as he gets hurt, because he knows you need to hear his word and receive his Holy Supper if you are going to remain a strong Christian. So when you miss worship, it simply hurts God to see you hurting yourself. That's the kind of love God has for you. And that's the way it is with any sin. Any sin you commit, you are first hurting yourself, and oftentimes you're hurting someone else. That's why God hates sin so much, because he loves you, and he does not want you to hurt yourself or others. And he wants to protect you and others from the consequences of your own sinful behavior. Another divine characteristic of motherly love is the element of endurance. A mother's love is as strong as steel. I have seen mothers stand by their children when everyone else in the world has forsaken them. It is a rare mother indeed whose love fails to endure any and every imaginable crisis. Turning to the scriptures again, we find a beautiful example of the endurance of motherly love in Jesus' mother, Mary. Mary loved her son Jesus up until and through the bitter end. Even though Jesus was rejected by society, he was never rejected by his mother. Even though his disciples ran off and left him, his mother never forsook him. For we see her at the foot of Jesus' cross, mourning the death of her son. Her presence there at the cross was her way of saying, Jesus, should the whole world despise and forsake you, my love for you will endure. And that is the very same kind of enduring love God has for each one of us. The Lord says through the prophet Isaiah, can a mother abandon the child of her womb? Even if this should happen, O Israel, I will not abandon you. And that's the same thing the psalmist meant when he wrote in Psalm 136, saying, the steadfast love of the Lord endures forever. No matter what we go through in life, no matter what kind of experiences we might have, nothing can ever separate us from the enduring love God has for you in Jesus Christ. And that's why St. Paul says so beautifully in Romans 8, neither death nor life, neither angels or principalities, neither the present nor the future, nor powers or the heights or depths, nor anything in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In this rapidly changing world, many things don't last very long. Much of life has become disposable, discardable, or expendable. Empty tin cans, paper plates, plastic bags, toothpaste tubes, plastic tableware, candy wrappers, old cell phones, and printers you don't know what to do with. Our society has become so used to things that simply do not last. Even buildings made of steel and concrete are torn down to make room to widen the road. Even life itself has taken on this expendable quality as abortions continue. So many things in our world are here today and gone tomorrow that we really can't help but ask, is there anything that really endures? Is there anything that really lasts? Is there anything we can count on from one day to the next, from one month to the next, from year to year and decade to decade? God says, yes, there is. Yes, my love for you endures forever. And that's why we can always trust in God. That's why all things work together for good in our life. That's why we have forgiveness for our sins and eternal life in heaven. Because God's enduring love won't ever let anything come between you and him. Can Satan come between us? No. This world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will. He can harm us none. He's judged, the deed is done. One little word can fell him. Can our sin come between us and God? No. In hymn 609, we confess, oh, how blessed it is to know, were as scarlet my transgressions, they shall be as white as snow, by Jesus' blood and bitter passion. Can death come between you and your Heavenly Father? No. In hymn 409, we proclaim, Jesus lives, and now is death but the gate to life immortal. This shall calm my trembling breath when I pass its gloomy portal. So, if the Lord's love endures through the onslaughts of Satan, if his love endures even in the midst of our stubborn sins, if his love even stands up against the threat of death, then we can be assured that nothing else in this life nor in the life to come could ever cause God's enduring love for you to cease. Let us thank God today, not only for the enduring love of mothers, but also for God's own endless love, which he has for you and me every day. There is a third divine characteristic that is found in motherly love, and that's the element of sacrifice. Looking back to the Old Testament, we find a beautiful example of this. One day, two women were arguing before King Solomon over which one was the rightful mother of a particular child. Both women claimed to be the child's mother. You might remember how the story unfolds. In his wisdom, when Solomon had had enough of the argument, he said, simply cut the child in two and give half to each woman. And immediately one of the women cried, no, give the child to the other woman that he might live. And Solomon knew immediately that she was the real mother. The real mother, you see, was willing to sacrifice her relationship with her son so that he might live. She loved him so much, she was willing to give up his love for his benefit. Can you mothers imagine that for just a moment? What a tremendous sacrifice that would be. You wouldn't share in the joys and sorrows of his youthful development. You wouldn't teach him the values and morality you believed in. And when he heard himself playing, you would not be the one that he ran to. What a great sacrifice that mother was willing to make for her son's life. But that pales in comparison to the sacrifice God has made for us. For like the boy in the story, we too face certain death. Only ours was eternal death and eternal condemnation. But God, like the mother in the story, loved us far too much to let that happen. And what did he do about it? God himself took on human flesh and died on our behalf. He made the ultimate sacrifice in our place, dying for our sins on the cross so that we might have eternal life with him in heaven. Referring to the Lord, the author of the letter to the Hebrews says, he has appeared once for all at the close of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Surely, no greater sacrifice could be made on our behalf. So today we thank and praise God for his great sacrificial love, a love which led him to Calvary's cross, a love which won our forgiveness, a love that is reflected in so many ways by the sacrificial giving of so many mothers throughout the world. So this evening we've seen how much God loves you and how much that love for you is like the love so many dedicated mothers have for their children. God's love for us through Jesus is a love that protects. It is a love that endures. It is a love that is willing to make great sacrifices. Let us thank God for this great love he has for us in Jesus. And let us also thank him. The countless mothers throughout the world reflect that same love each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses our human understanding, stand guard over our hearts and minds, and keep us in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.